بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وقائد مسيرتنا، العبد المؤيد والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد، حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد، اللهم صل على محمد، وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الغر الميامين. My dear brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I would like to offer you, my dear brothers and sisters, my sincerest congratulations on the occasion of the birth of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us so we would know Him more and better. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to also help us follow His sunnah and His footsteps. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in the Holy Quran, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. It is He who sent among the Ummis a man from among themselves so He would rehearse the words of Allah on them, and He would teach them, and He would purify their souls. Before I go to my presentation, I would like also to welcome two of our guests, our brother Haj Hassanain Rajab Ali, his and brother Michael Corey, and also brother Hassanain's father. I'm seeing him here now, and probably his mother also is here. I'm not sure. Is she? Ahlan wa sahlan. I would like to welcome you all. One of the greatest legacy of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is that he came to purify us, purify our souls. He teaches us and he purifies our soul according to the Quran. And probably that's the most compelling lesson that we can learn from the Prophet. He has given this ability by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to change people's soul. If you read the history of the Arabian Peninsula in the pre-Islamic period, there are some scholars who say that their national sport was to raid each other and to kill each other. It was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi who brought peace not only to the Arabian Peninsula but to the entire world, not by using the sword as some Orientalists like to say. That's a myth. Nobody can bring peace through sword. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was able to bring peace and justice to that society through purifying people, purifying their souls, taking them into that transformation. Many examples. People who were so brutal, so inhumane, by one touch, by this great man, they changed. They became the most humane one. They became most affectionate people. Men like Abu Dharr, Bilal, many others. They changed, and they changed many other societies. Abu Dharr was able to change the entire society in Syria and make them following the school of Ahlul Bayt. Only one man, So much so that Muawiyah complained to the caliph that you either take this man or he will turn the entire Syrian province to throw Ali ibn Abi Talib. The Prophet ﷺ was dealing with the healing of the soul. He was able to succeed a great deal. The Prophet ﷺ was the teacher of morality. And in his hadith, the hadith is narrated by all Muslims from the Prophet. He says, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I was sent to complete and to conclude the principles of akhlaq, morality. I'm not in competition with other prophets. As a matter of fact, in Islam we are taught that all other prophets are respected and we Muslims have to believe in them. لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ. We do not differentiate between the prophets. We accept some and reject some. We accept all the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, starting by Adam and ending by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala. Changing the soul, that's a big deal. That's the most difficult task someone can ever do or take upon himself. To change the soul of people. No more brutal, no more inhumane. Building a new society. Society built on piety and fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One student of this man, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, says, Wallah, لو أعطيت الأقاليم السبعة بما تحت أفلاكها على أن أعصي الله في نملة أسلبها جلب شعيرة ما فعلت. If I'm given the entire world, so I would commit sin, I sin by hurting an ant. I wouldn't do that. This is how the Prophet taught his followers and his students to be respectful to others. And this is the application of the ayah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. I have sent you to be a mercy to the entire world. Not only to Arabs, not only to Muslims, not even only to human beings, but even to the world. The entire world. It is in Islam, you know, probably some of you don't know this. In Islam, even animals are respected more than they are in the Western civilization. You know, some people, summer is coming probably in October and fall, people go for hunting. Hunting as a hobby. Many of Muslim scholars say you cannot hunt as a hobby. If you hunt as a hobby, you kill animals to enjoy yourself. This is a sin. You can hunt as a career, way for living. If that's your way to live, it's okay to go and kill animal and live. Make living. But to kill animals, to enjoy yourself, you see, I've seen those people, they take a fish and then they throw it again in the river. They are enjoying themselves. You can't do this. Because even animals have dignity. Even animals have sanctity in Islam. You cannot violate the sanctity. You can eat them as long as you need them. But you cannot enjoy yourself by torturing an animal. This is the difference between Islam and others. Islam is the religion of nobility. Islam, the Prophet was sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was the teacher who taught us how to protect the human rights. I wish I have brought with me today. I forgot. New York Times. Did you see? How many of you saw New York Times today in the front page? A soldier, Private Lindy England. She's pulling an Iraqi prisoner like a dog. dragging him naked. She's enjoying pulling him like a dog, dragging him on the floor. This is the human right. This is democracy that they've been talking about so much. Now we know when America speaks about democracy, what does it mean? It means that they drag other people like dogs in the prisons. We know now when they speak about freedom, what does that mean? To imprison people and to interrogate them and to abuse them and to sexually assault them. This is the, we have to understand the meaning of democracy now and redefining democracy and human rights and freedom. That's all myth. Islam is the religion that protected the human rights. It is in the Quran and it is in the sayings of the Prophet ﷺ that within 23 years he changed a society, a backward and civilized society, to one of the most sophisticated societies, one of the most humane societies, a society that brought knowledge, freedom and light to the entire world. Within only 23 years, the Prophet ﷺ was able to do that. I don't want to take much of your time, my dear brothers and sisters. I know Brother Hassanin also is supposed to speak and we have to conclude by 9 to proceed to Salah. I would like to thank you all for coming and for being with us. I would like to conclude with one more thing, my dear brothers and sisters. We Muslims have not been so appreciative of our beloved Prophet, believe me. When we have a celebration, a birthday party for my child or my son or my brother, we invite people and we celebrate that. But when there is a birth party for the Prophet ﷺ, when there is a birth party for one of a member of his family, his household, we don't see people doing that often. We ignore the role of the Prophet ﷺ in our society. We rarely take our time to express our appreciation and our respect to the most honorable man. I assume that when someone is Muslim, part of his Islam and faith is to love the Prophet ﷺ and his family. But we don't see that, we don't see that as being demonstrated widely by many Muslims. And I appreciate you coming today and celebrating the birth of the Prophet. This has to become part of us, part of our traditions, that we should celebrate the birth. And when I say celebrate the birth, we differ with others who celebrate the birth of Jesus, for example, by drinking beer till morning and eating cake. I mean by celebrating the birth of the Prophet is by learning more about the Prophet, about his mission. What does the Prophet mean for me? You know, the name of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi, Muhammad, according to the Encyclopedia of Britannica, it is the most common name in the world. There are many Muslims who are named after the Prophet. But what does this mean? Naming after the Prophet. It is, most of the times, it's a very superficial form of following the Prophet. I name my son after the Prophet, but I rarely know what does the Prophet mean for me? What does he want from me? How do I reconnect myself to his legacy, to his teachings? So I hope, inshallah, we will always celebrate the birth of the Prophet, and yet we focus on the educational side. We learn from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. By that, I would like to conclude, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us all to the right path, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your a'mal and your deed. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.